This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, our history doctor, Bill Smith. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Let's talk about whistleblowers.
You know, it's summertime in America, and that means it must be time for a good beach book or a conspiracy theory or two. You've heard the line that you've never reached the apex of an argument until someone is accused of being Hitler?
Yes. That means you have nothing else to call the other person except the worst thing. They're as bad as Hitler. You see it almost every election cycle.
That's true. And the same thing applies in American politics. You've reached that tipping point in your political scandal when gate trots out as the suffix modifier.
Worst political scandal since Watergate.
Yes, not to be confused with the previous president's difficulties, or the one before him, who actually was impeached, or the one before that, or the one before that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so when do we, you know, because that gate suffix is always seemingly always applied, when do we know whether it's a minor scandal that reaches the level of Watergate or doesn't?
Well, while there seem to be fewer in the role, it's a lot easier for the media to track through the decisions and background thinking of government officials. This kind of is the difference. Where reams of triplicate memoranda and telegrams and attaché reports and lengthy paper reports often remain seals for years or decades after the fact, now you can just look up a few emails, pick up a few digital files, and suddenly you've got something.
Well, that's where the whistleblower comes in.
Correct. This vast amount of information requires a Sherpa, somebody to guide your way through the data.
Yes, yes. Okay. Some people might not quite remember everything that went into Watergate. They haven't seen all the president's med for a while.
True. And if you're going to say adding gate is a problem, maybe you should define what it was. So let's understand the multiplicity of what Watergate is to American history. 1972. Mm-hmm. It was one of a series of political dirty tricks by individuals directed from within the White House. Specifically, the trigger event was when a group was arrested while trying to gain information by placing a wiretap inside the Democratic National Committee's offices at the Watergate Complex, thus the name, in Washington, D.C.
That in of itself you wouldn't think would bring down a presidency.
No, it does not. And that is not why Watergate is what Watergate really means. It's become a metaphor for the abuse of power that was revealed as more and more details about how Richard Nixon's White House operated. First of all, there were tapes, complete with a nice 18.5-minute gap missing that led people to say, ooh, there was even more of a smoking gun, to throw out another phrase there.
Rosemary Woods.
Exactly right. Yes. And Nixon fought to avoid releasing them as it would reveal the inner workings of the White House.
Okay, so Nixon had his reel-to-reel tapes, or his inner office tapes. Today you have emails.
Correct. So let's take this whole business of talking points. Revealing that it wasn't just one stylistic change, but a series of revisions. That gives us the misdirection at best, spin or lying at the worst. Recall, one of the turning point moments in two recent scandal presidents, it depends on what the word is, and I'm not a crook. The media has pounced upon this president's press secretary, Jay Carney, whose performance under fire many have said is becoming a much more eloquent Ron Ziegler.
Ziegler, of course, back from the
Nixon era, who famously defended the change of a story in the Nixon White House by saying, this is the operative statement, the others are inoperative.
So does that lead us to a vast right-wing conspiracy?
Yes, to use the Clinton era term, or to put it in more colorful Nixonian terms, the rat fornicators in the media become the problem.
What in Agnew? Nattering nabobs of negativism. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so we have this gathering of AP phone records trying to locate a national security leak.
Well, let's not forget that the original mission of the Plumbers Group was they were looking for leaks in the Nixon administration and plugging them up. There was also the enemies list of journalists and the names of other political opponents passed on to the FBI and the IRS by Nixon's White House for, in air quotes now, people, investigation.
So this is where the gate suffix begins to come into play.
True. This is beginning to look that way, doesn't it? We've talked a lot about the differences in history, that small h and the capital H, what gets saved and recorded, and then what historians write with what was left behind to them with those factors. The other, however, is the past.
Mm-hmm.
The experience of living history recalled by those who were there. And once that is gone, it makes history very difficult to recreate. So enter Bob Woodward, who certainly is in a position within these events as a clear part of the past. He recently said that this did not look like Watergate. But he also said something profound. The path to Watergate is concealment.
Mm-hmm. This is beginning to look like a sort of perfect storm to have the past repeat.
Yes, but before we walk down Santayana's path, there is caution and danger. Caution to all of us because we really like our history in well-defined metaphors. Valley Forge means fortitude and
right.
courage. And while he served through that horrible winter at Washington side, nobody wants to be a Benedict Arnold. Whenever our security is disturbed seemingly without warning, we have another Pearl Harbor. And in that retrospect, it was the clear result of appeasement. Our containment allowed us to not only end the human race, but it could also help us end the Cold War. So as we leap to make a 9/11 another Pearl, we overlook important differences that may lead us to actions and conclusions unsuited to this moment in American history. Much the same when every political crisis becomes a gate. If you are the president, however, you must fear that you become the next metaphor.
So until we decide what it means to be Obama'd,
we're history.